I see this particularly as an attack on families in rural Ireland. The fact is, if you live in Donegal, you need to have a car. You need to get to work. You need to get to your education. You need to heat your home. You know, these are the realities. And the alternatives are just not there on an affordable basis. Unless you can afford to buy an electric car, to retrofit your home, to put on all the solar panels, hugely expensive to do, not attainable for the vast majority of families, then this is a tax increase and a punishment on rural Ireland, and it shouldn't be dressed up as anything else.
And indeed, it is all about becoming greener, but the infrastructure is not here, particularly in Donegal. It would have been better fitting to invest in this type of infrastructure.
Well, indeed, I mean, the facts are that families would like to have the likes of an electric vehicle, which would be much more easier on their household income. They would like to put up the solar panels and retrofit their homes, but that just isn't attainable. It just isn't affordable to the vast majority of people. So you're actually encouraging you know, the rich in our society to avoid the taxes, who can afford to do this, and you're punishing you know, the vast majority of families who are struggling, and you're dressing it up as something that's good for the climate. If you wanted to do something serious about the climate, you would take on the big polluters who are out there, but of course it's easier to do this.